Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we've gotten to the end of this man and end of the semester, and we are having our final, and we're going to be preparing for the final. So, on our first, in the first bechina, in the midterm, we got up to the sugya of Dof and Kuma, and we left off in the middle of that sugya. We left off with the ran. So, there's a ran, which the Achron and Pilpul, and in the end of the sugya. So, the Gemara says, just again, to recap, and Havdal and Amalav, that there's an additional chiddush by Dof and Kuma, that if I have a itztaba, right, that is be'emso yisa of the sukkah. Again, it's a sukkah gavah michaf, right? So if mitzvah sa'itz dabav ladov and arba amos the whole ruach ruach psula pachas mi arba amos kshira. Ma'ak malash malan damrina dov na kuma haynu hach. We already taught this. Ma'ak the same dov na kuma ruach hachas damrina naval kol ruach ruach lo kamash malan. No, we say it even michol ruach ruach. Right. In other words, the chiddush of the gemara here is that not only will we be allowed to be machshir. a dofen, not only will we be able to be makari a dofen, but we will even be able to be machshir and makari a dofen from every side of the sega. Fine. So says the Ran, over here, and the bees, and Aleph, and Dapa, right, he says that, again, if we go back again to the midterm, that Dofen Akuma is like how Rashi learned that it's curved, right? Not that the wall is shifting or bending or however you want to say it. The wall is, or it is bending, I guess. It's right. It's curving at the top over there. And says the Ran, right? Ran throws in a line over there that if I want to say it like this, and I also need that the defanos will be magias l'schach. So that's that was our that's where we started. So
Ron thinks that they go hand in hand. If it curves over the top, it has to be Megillah Scott.
Correct. Right. So we asked the question from the just backtracking a little bit to the Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin. So the Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin says explicitly that I don't need my defanos to be magios l'schach, right? Again, we've learned throughout this man that machitza needs to be 10 tefachim tall. But once I reach that, I don't need it to reach my schach, right? So I can have a machita theoretically of 20 tefachim, and I can have a sukkah of 10 amos, right? And that's going to be, assuming I meet all the other requirements, that's going to be a kosher sukkah. So l'chora, we wanted to point out that the way in which that Mishnah Tezayin is working, that the fanos enos magiyos l'schach, the way that works is through the halacha moshmi tzinei of good asik, right? We, as we'll see on Amud Beis, Ezer Hashem, Gudosik is we're gonna say that we're gonna Gudosik is we're gonna view the walls as if they're extending right? So that's Pashup Shad in the Gemara of Tazayan.
He doesn't require a liga, physical liga. He just requires
this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't require physical liga, right? Yeah. Pashup Shad in that Mishnah, this is not within the Ran, this is no one, right? Pashup Shad within the Mishnah is that's working via Gudosik, yeah? Comes the Ritva over there, and Taka says like this, right? The Ritva says, the Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin is working via Gudosik. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, L'chora, according to the Ran, what we're about to develop is, within the Shitas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is that the Ran, or within the Shitas Discipler, is that the Ran says that no, this isn't working via Gudosik. In fact, the Ran of Dalam Beis Midape Arif says that we don't learn Gudosik at all by Sukkah. Gudosik is a halacha exclusive to Shabbos, right? Right. So that's machlokas the Ritva and the Ran with regards to the din of Defanos Einos Shrichos Liga, right? Is that according to the Ritva that halacha is working via Gudosik? According to the Ran, that halacha is not working via Gudosik because Gudosik is a halacha that is exclusive to Hilch Shabbos, is not shayach to teach by Hilchot by Sukkah. Right. So the question is, when does the Ran require the funnels to be magia l'slach? Right. So we said again, we quoted this Ran in the beginning. Right. We just said that the Ran says if I'm going to apply the principle of Dofen Akuma, right, then in that case I need my funnels to be magia l'slach. Right. Yeah. So,
once you have what, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Like we had just said, right? If you want to say the halacha of Dofen Akuma, right, you want to bend the wall, again, the Ran wants to learn like Rashi. If you want to learn like that, then then you can't say, then the funnels need to be Magiyos L'schach. So the question is why? So we have two mahalachim in this Ran, right? There was a mahalach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and there's a mahalach of the Stipler. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he wants to base it off of Iran on Daf Tesamud Aleph Midap Ha'arif. Tesamud, Tosfos Beis Midat Be'Arif. So the man on the Gemara, sorry, that. That round is going on the Mishnah and Daf Yud Zayin and the Gemara there and Daf Yud Ches. So there's a machlok is there, right? The Mishnah we saw many times says that you can have love of minatzad, right? If it's less than three tefachim, you can say love of minatzad. So the Gemara over there as quotes machlokas, right? It starts over there by Amar Abaye, right? About machlokas whether or not we could say love of be'emsas chach, right? So comes the round over there and says that. Because the halacha Moshe Sinai, sorry, why shouldn't I say loved by Emsa, right? According to the man, the Amar, that it's also to say loved by Emsa, right? Comes around over there and says, why shouldn't I say that? Because the halacha Moshe Sinai by Mechitos is dafka by vertical walls, right? By what we want to call Mechitos, not by what we want to call a gag. And the man, the Masir, right? The guy who says that, no, I can't say loved by Emsa, right? Says that halacha applies to any solid structure, lav dafka, a vertical Mechitza, it can even be a gag. Fine. But Duran says at the end there is that I can't say Dofen Akuma. And the question is, why don't I just say Dofen Akuma? So he says around there, I can't say Dofen Akuma and Lavud Be'emso Ki Hadadi. So the Ricky Vager wants to jump on that line, right? He says, you can't say them Ki Hadadi. And what he wants to say is, you can't say that what Duran means is that a klal is that you can't say two halachos most machine. Halachos Moshe Misinai when they're dependent on one another, right? Only in a case where they're independent of one another can I say two halachos Moshe Misinai. So it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that's Pshat in our Ran over here, right? Why does the Ran say that I need the funos Shemagios the Schach in this case, right? Because if I were to have good Osik, right? Pashup Pshat, good Osik extends my wall. If I were to have good Osik, and then I were to say Dofen Akuma, the only reason I'm able to say Dofen Akuma in that case is because I'm relying on the fact that I had already said good Osik, right? They're dependent on one another, and therefore, says the Ran, I need, if I want to apply Dofen Akuma, then I can't say good Osik, and I need Defanos Liga. That sheet just for Bikiva Eger within the Ran, yeah? Good. Comes a Stiper and says, I don't think that that's shot in the Ran. Why not? Two reasons, right? The first of all is that the Ran says nothing like this, right? This is Mamish Echidish. He reads it into the Ran. The Ran does not say this. The second reason is that the Ran says this is dafka within. If you're going to learn like Rashi, that Dofen Akuma means that we're bending the wall, that we're curving the wall. Then you have to say that you can't. Then that the funnel tricha niga baschach. But lechora, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat, I would have to say this by all the different mahalchim. Of Dofen Akuma, right? That if we're going to say that it's because you can't have two halachos Moshe Misina that are dependent on one another, l'chora, that's because that applies to any version of Dofen Akuma. So comes a stipler and says, sorry, I don't think that this is pshat. Comes a stipler and says, like we were just saying before, the Ran's not learning that the Mishnah Daf Tes Zayin is working via good osik in the first place, right? It's a halacha in and of itself that defanos inos v'yichlin liga, right? It's even halachically okay that defanos don't reach. Let's talk about what the Oroch Lener says. The Pnei Yeshua asked this question, the Oroch Lener answers like this. And again, the Ran, like we said before, the Ran and Daf Dalar Mbez Midat Be'Arif says that good osik doesn't really operate by sukkah, it's really gedim by mechisos shabbos. So it says the stipler, and now we can understand Aran, right? Right, it doesn't work to say Dofen Akuma over here. Why? Because what is Dofen Akuma? Dofen Akuma is you're extending a wall, right? You're bending a wall. But if there's a halacha, you don't need a wall, right? So then what are you extending? You're extending nothing. So says the Ran, if I want to say Dofen Akuma, then I need to have a wall that goes all the way up so that I'm able to bend it.
You can't bend just Avir.
You can't, exactly. You can't bend Avir, right? Even though Avir is okay, just Stam Avir is okay.
Avir would be fine, but you don't
need to. But if you want to say Dofen Akuma, and that's why you can't say both. Nothing to having to do with that. You can't say two halachim Moshe Sinai.
That's why you need
the
Fonus Makios.
Right. That are dependent on one another. Good. Okay, fine. So that was that first sugya. Yeah. So again, we're talking about the case where I have my Itztuba Be'emsa Sukkah. So there's a chiddush really by the case on the next amud. There's a case of the amud, right? So it's 10 tefachim high. So comes the Ritz Gaius quoted by the Rosh, and he's mechadish that machadish that a that something that has hechsher sukkah in the sense of acham tal is sorry something that's zayin b'zayin in the sense of acham tal is considered a shush b'fnei atzma, right? And in that case, I can't say dofen akuma. So the question that we asked is, how come you can't say dofen akuma, right? So we gave two ways of understanding this. So the first one was kind of like the pashut way that we wanted to say. Is that he says that the only way you could say dofen akuma is that when the defanos that you're trying to extend, right, again, dofen akuma that you're extending a dofen, that the defanos that you're trying to extend is on the same ground level as the rishus becoming kosher, right? And because now my itztaba is a new rishus, right, again, chiddush is that it's a new rishus, because it's a new rishus, I can't extend the dofen that is not related to this itztaba, again, right, it's not part of this, it's not part of the same rishus, so I'm not going to be able to extend my dofen. Yeah, that's the first mahalich.
It's all in Amud or is it
Istvah? It's the same halacha, essentially, according to the Rizgayus, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's the first way of looking at it. Comes the Mechtam, right? The Mechtam says, no, I don't think that's Pshat. Elamai, what's Pshat? The din of Dofen Akuma can only work when the Dofen is Mechubar, or we use the word Ogud, right, to the Sukkah. And when I have the Malam Yutfachim, right, when it's its own Rishus, it's not the same Rishus as the Istvah, and therefore it's not Ogud to the to this sukkah, and I can't extend it. I can't say dofen akuma.
Do you see how it's different than the Ritz Gaius' understanding?
No, this is the mahalich within the Ritz Gaius. Okay, these are two ways of understanding the Ritz Gaius, yeah?
Shad versus the Mishnah. I mean,
they're different.
Enough, you know?
So good. So that's the Tver Shmuel, right?
Oh.
Yeah, the Naf Kamina. The Tver Shmuel really says his pshat, right? But we wanted to say it like a Naf Kamina. Really, the Tver Shmuel ends up saying like the first day that we gave again, right? That I can't extend a wall that's in a different rishos. But the nafkamina that the Tver Shmuel says is that he says in kol hanach, right, in all the cases. So what does that mean? So we had the dofen the case before on Dalam Aleph of itzba min atzad, right? So what does that mean? It's touching two walls, right? Yeah. So my itzba is touching two walls. So the question is, can I, if it's 10 tefachim tall, right, and it has extra sukkah, according to the Ritz Gaius, can I say dofen akuma? Right, so according to our first sheet, what?
Maybe
he
said no way, if it's over 10 feet, and then...
Why?
Because it's a different ground level, it doesn't change.
Right, it's a different rishos. Right, and I can't extend something that's in a different rishos, yeah? But according to the Mechtam, where it says it has to be agud or mechuber to this area, to this sukkah, since it's attached to two walls, right, and these two walls are attached to the wall I want to extend, right, you can't deny the fact that it's attached to these walls, and therefore I'm going to say that it's mechubar, or agud, to the sukkah, and I'm going to be able to say dofen akuma. Right, and that's a subtlety of the difference between, it's a nuance of difference between these two shitas within the Ritz Gaius.
Did that first shita get a name? Did someone say it? Or?
So we wanted to say that was really how the Tiferet Shmuel held. He said, I think it's like the first shita. But we wanted to, when we introduced it in Shir, we said that's Pasha.
Right.
Okay. So really, you see
the
Nafkamina
is about.
It's
Bamina
Tzad.
Right, but how
can I say Dofen Akuma?
How many walls were saying that it's going to be.
Say better?
I mean, because the Sefer Mechtam, didn't he say that it needs to be against all the walls? So that it would become. It's like.
No.
I tell you about Rove?
No, he said what the Mechtam said is that it works. That it works in all of the. What he said is that if it works in all of the cases of itztaba that we taught. Why? Because it's going to be mechubar agud to at least some of the walls. Right. Okay, fine. So moving on. So the Gemara continues that if I have a sukkah, ha'isa b'chosam, me yotfachim, mechakak ba, k'dei lashdim ala sara, im yesh mitzvah z'chakak, makoto gemal tfachim, psula pachos, me gemal tfachim, k'sheira. Right, we have this sukkah that's too short, and I'm chakak ba, right, I dig in it. In order to be machshir my sukkah, and the halacha is that if I have less than 3 tefachim, I can say lava to the mechitzos, and if I have more than 3 tefachim, if I have more than 3 tefachim, then I can't say lava, and it's going to be puzzle. So the question that we asked over here was, what size does this chakak need to be? So comes Rashi and says, it needs to be shir hechshir sukkah. Comes Rabbi Avraham Minahar and says, I agree with Rashi, that needs to be hechsher sukkah, but why do I need to say that it needs to be that this guma, right? It needs to have this hole, needs to have a hechsher sukkah. Because the way I view lavud, how does Rabbi Avraham Minahar view lavud? He says that we view it as though the, right, again, we have this halacha of lava kusasim dami, how is it sasim? We view it as though the walls come to the edge of the, sorry, the walls are makari to the edge of the chakak. And if I'm going to say that, it's mistabir to say that that I need hechsher sukkah within my, I need hechsher sukkah within my hole, right? That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's going to be my entire sukkah, that counts, right? So that needs to be sheva al sheva. But the problem is now is that we had a problem in Rashi because we wanted to learn Rashi that Rashi says Rashi learns that the way love works is that the chakak, right, the guma spreads to the wall, it extends to the wall. So if I'm going to learn like this that it extends to the wall, then I shouldn't need hechsher sukkah within the hole. I just need hechsher sukkah within the whole sukkah. The chor Rashi straddling two sides of the fence, right? So so how are we going to resolve that? Right, that's clear within Rashi. What the problem is?
Is it clear in Rashi that he thinks that the
that's what we wanted to say. Yeah,
okay. That weird Rashi about sniff and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the kasha.
That's the kasha, right? Rashi, you're straddling two sides of the fence. You say that we view it as though the chakak extends to the wall. Yet you need hechsher sukkah in the chakak. What's pshat? So it comes around and says, no, what's the problem according to Rashi? Even if you want to say, that the chakak extends to the walls, if I don't have a hechsher sukkah, I'm still gonna say that it's a dira srucha. And we know from before, right, that we said that dira srucha is not allowed, right? Machlokas ritva in the Rambam, whether or not that's a din b'dieved or din l'chila. But let's just, in either way, right, we're going to say it's not okay to have a dira srucha, and that's why Rashi says that, nonetheless, I need a hechsher sukkah in my chakak. Yeah? Okay, cool. That was the round, yeah. The round answers for Rashi like that. Our question on Rashi was that Rashi straddling two sides of the fence, yeah? So says the Ran, the reason that Rashi... we wanted to attribute the Ran's svara to Rashi is that the reason that I still need a hechsher sukkah within my chakak is because otherwise it's going to be a diras rucha. Okay. So in order to not have a diras rucha, I need to have my chakak be hechsher sukkah. Fine. So similar to the case we asked by Itzdaba, we're now going to ask, can I sit in the place where the chakak isn't, right? Can I sit on those edges? So comes the Torah and says, I'm not allowed to sit in that area. I can only sit on the side, inside of the chakak, which needs a hechsher sukkah. Yeah? Comes the Beis Yosef and says, I don't understand. Okay, fine, you want to tell me that you need a hechsher sukkah, but once I have a hechsher sukkah within my chakak, why can't I say that you could sit outside of it, midin psalayotim in a sukkah, right? Lechora, I have walls and I have schach. So comes the preacher and said, you can't sit there because it's a diras rucha, right? We're not gonna say psalayotay in a case of diras rucha. Lechora, we want to say in shir is that the preacher learns like the ritva that it's a din ma'akev to that dir shrucha the dimakev, not just the din lechatchila. Fine.
So even though psalayotze would work by shrucha.
That's the yeah. Fine, right? And therefore I can't sit on the right. Therefore the tour makes sense. Good. Comes the Mogen Avram and says we see from the Gemara and Gittes that we're machshir a area that's pachos miyud via psalayotze. Right? What's that case again where we lean the schach against the wall? Yeah.
Sit even on the part of the
yeah, right, you could sit, yeah, remember that Gemara of Yotas? Good. So you can sit even on the part that's not 10 tefachim tall. And that works midin psalayotze. And the Torah holds this way, right? So why didn't they say that you could, he said, the Torah himself said you could sit in that part. So the question is, says the Magen Avraham, why does the Torah say that you can't sit now on the side of the chakak? So comes up to Kuri Yaakov and says, the Torah learns like the Rabbeinu Avraham that we just had. That what? One second. Right, that the defanos are makariv, yeah? So if we're saying that the defanos are makariv to the chakak, then there's a...
That lights the wall.
Right, then it blocks us off from saying dofan akuma, in other words, right?
So what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, my wall's there, it no longer extends.
mean
Psal Yossi. Oh, sorry, Psal Yossi. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. I can no longer say Psal Yossi because my wall is breaking off the ability to say it. So even though Magen Avraham, you're right, that according to his Svara, the Torah should say that this is okay, he learns differently by Chakak. He learns that the by Lovod, he learns that the Defonos Makar. Even therefore, I can't say Psal Yossi.
Unlike the case on your test.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because your test didn't have Lovod.
Right, I'm not saying love. I'm not even trying to implement Lovod on your test.
Makari is only by Lovod.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's being Makari, it wouldn't have. It's different.
Your test, the air, it's airspace versus solid space.
Yeah.
Meaning in the your test TPK is the space that you're using is airspace. I guess.
So it comes to Meiri now on our Sagya, and he says that it's mucher to sit in this Rishus, even without. Psal Hayotze, right? He says, excuse me, I don't need to resort to Psal Hayotze. So the question that we have is what? The Prisha's question. It's a Diras Rucha. Not exactly the Prisha. Right? The Prisha says he tries to go against Psal Hayotze, but the Prisha's question essentially, or the Prisha's Svara, is about Diras Rucha, right? Okay, fine, you don't want to invoke Psal Hayotze, Meiri, but I still have a Diras Rucha. So we wanted to answer for the Meiri that, now, the Meiri says that the only time that I can say something is a Diras Rucha is when my entire area is affected. But if a tiny bit of my area is affected, then Einach Nami, I'm going to be able to sit there. Right? So even though some of it, you're right, it's not above 10 Tvachim. Nonetheless, because that's not my entire Sukkah, I'm going to be able to sit there, says the Meiri.
So the Meiri is talking within this area between Chicago and Dauphin, but he says...
And Mutter to sit there. And don't tell me Dauphin, don't tell me Diras Rucha, because I don't care if it's Diras Rucha in this tiny space.
Since it's such a much small... space from the Chagak to the
Dauphin,
right.
That
even the
Yeshua is not shy. Or like, let's say I had, just like, apply the mirror to a different case, let's say I had a sukkah, where now I had Hutz and Yordin in part of the sukkah, Besoch Asar Tvachim, right, according to the Meiri, if it's not in, if I still have a Hechsher sukkah, that's not considered Diras Rucha, then the Meiri would be Machshir that sukkah.
So he must hold that? He must
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What is that? What's that called?
What? Is he Rasucha? No. I'm saying that's just, I'm just applying that case. I don't know that he says that. I'm just saying he would.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the answer to why it's a question.
That if it's zero Rasucha only in part of my Sukkah, but I still have a good Sukkah without that, right, then he's going to say it's okay nonetheless.
Oh, cash.
Fine. So, so the question is, we had a Gemara in Shabbos that, so we have this case, and the Chor, we have a similar case in Shabbos, right? We have Zion Obeys in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes a similar case, and says, again, Mechitza by Shabbos, and he sends Fachim, and says that can be Chakak Bal, but it doesn't say anything about needing Lavod, right? Tosfos there even says, Lachor, according to the Gemara in Sukkah, I can have as big of a space as I want, as long as I have a chakak in some part that is that has shear. So the question is... by Shabbos. Yeah, you're daf by Shabbos, right? By Sukkah, we need the Gimel.
As long as you have
chakak. Yeah, good. So the question is, what's the chilak, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why here do I need Gimel Tvachim? So we had three answers, right? So the first answer, let's quote the, let's go according to the way that Rabbi listed it, let's go according to the Rashba. So it says the Rashba, by Shabbos you need a Makom Shomer, right? Makom Shmira. And the way in which I'm achieving that Makom Shmira is with Defanos, right? But I still need a Hechsher. And my Defanos are creating a Makom Makom Muk of Mechitzos, which creates a Makom Shomer. Mash Inka my Sukkah, which what? I need Mechitzos Mamish. I need a Din Mechitza. I need 10 Tvachim Tal. I need a Shem Mechitza.
So
the Mechitzos need to relate to my area.
But by Shabbos, since we're only concerned for Mukav,
we just want to stop. We want to create a Rishus Yachid.
So the Chakak.
The Rishus creates Rishus Yachid.
Right.
The Chakak creates Rishus Yachid.
Exactly.
And the walls stop people from coming into that Rishus Yachid.
Right.
Fine.
The walls are good enough. You don't need the actual.
No, I do need a chakak to create Rishus Yachid.
To create Rishus Yachid by Shabbos, right? And then
let's hear it.
The walls that are going to stop people from coming.
Yeah, good.
Right? But you don't need it to be the Gimel Tefachim the way we do it by Sukkah, because the din is by Sukkah that needs to be
Gimel. You need Mechitos Mamish, right? That's the key. Mechitos Mamish versus the Makom Shomer, Makom Mukov Mechitos. Fine. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Comes Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos over there, Dimas Kovim, right on the top of the daf, and says that based off the pasuk, right, we learn din mechitos from pasukos. So based off this pasuk, we learn that we need mechitos smuchos l'schach. Right, it's not an issue of defanos. We need both to be mukaf. Right, we need both Shabbos, we're just by Shabbos in a sukkah to be mukaf mechitos. But by sukkah, we need this hakafa, right, this hakafa of the makom to be smuchos l'schach, because the sukkah teach us that a tziruf is needed between the defanos and the schach. The psukim of basukos by sukkah, right, teach us that we need a tziruf between the defanos and the schach, right? So I need my defanos smuchos the schach. Mash in kem Shabbos, where all I need is makom mukov mechitos.
Rabbi said it was like when you have wall down here and wall up here, then for sukkah you don't have a direct line up to the schach anymore.
Right.
But when you have more than gimel tefachim.
Right.
So we'll think we'll talk. Right. Again, we say kasasim, and we could say that it's mitzarif. Right.
Who said that?
Good. That's the Tosos. Come Tosos Yishonim. Sorry. And he says, really, there's no chiluk in din between Shabbos and Sukkah. So Elamai, the case in Shabbos, the problem is that I don't have of your yud, right? Even though I have a mechitza of yud, right? Again, let's picture it that I have a wall that's 8 tefachim tall and I have a roof that's 2 tefachim tall. So within this rishus, I have 8 tefachim of avir, but my mechitza is still 10 tefachim tall. And my sukkah, right, I don't have a shem mechitza at all. It's not even 10 tefachim tall. So in order to be mashlim the shir, I need to have less than 3 tefachim to say lavud, and therefore I can say that this is I'm going to give it now a shem, I'll give it a shem mechitza. But by sukkah, right, I already have a shem mechitza. By sukkah, the case in sukkah, again, he says it's not a chiluk in din, it's a chiluk in mitzvahs. The case in sukkah, I don't yet have a shem mechitza, so I need to be chakuk ba kedei lashlima, right, and because I'm being mashlim to make a shem dofen, I need to incorporate lavud. By Shabbos, because my inach nami that I don't have avir asara tvachim, I have avir, let's say, of 8 tefachim. My roof gives another 2, so my mechitza is 10 tefachim tall. So because my mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, I already have a shem mechitza, so I don't need to incorporate lavud. But by Shabbos, if I wanted to incorporate the din, if I needed to be machshir or dofen, right? If I wanted to create a shem dofen, then I would need to incorporate this din of lavud. Fine. Excuse me. In this case in Shabbos.
Right, in this case, but within din there's no chiluk.
Right, but if I had the same case in, right, let's say I had, my roof was only 1 tefach tall, and I had my avir was 8 tefachim tall, I would need lavud for that last tefach.
It didn't reach 10.
Okay. So we have the Gemara now, Dav Dalam and Beis. So the Gemara Dav Dalam and Beis relates to the case of an Amr. Yeah. So I took a vow me esrim amo uvano ba amor shu gavah asar tefachim. Yes, the Gemara relates this case. I have an amor, and the question is, what's the difference between amor and it's about just because Rashi says it's yosir me dalat tefachim away, dalat amos away. Sorry. So, excuse me. So some Rabbi Lameim are good awesome mechitza saw, and therefore it can be kosher, right? Rabbi says no, I need mechitos nikaros. And here I don't have a mechitza that is nicker. And therefore I can't say, this isn't going to be a kosher sukkah, right? With, on top of the amud. Yep. So that's the machlokas Rabbi and Abaye. Right? Again, Abaye says it's kosher because I can say, good, awesome mechitza, so therefore on top of the amud is going to be kosher. Rabbi says, I need a mechitza nikaros. And here I don't have, right, by sukkah, we need mechitza nikaros. Here I don't have, here on house, so it's not going to work. So the question is, what does Rava mean when he says I need mechitzos nikaros? So it comes around and says that I can say good osik by Shabbos and not here because I need a mechitzos hanikaros ke'en dira. And in this case, I don't have because here I need mechitzos hanikaros ke'en dira, right? So the only time I'm going to apply I'm going to apply good asik is by Shabbos, not by Sukkah. That's the sheet of the Ram. The Ritva says similar, right? The Ritva says that I need machitos that are nikkur kishalah, right? I need to be sure, and if I want to say good asik, right, I need to be sure that the machitos relate to the to what I'm trying to extend. And because by this case of Omer, I can't relate the machitos to the Omer, I can't say good asik. Right, like we can't extend these walls because we can't.
How's that answering what he means by because?
He's saying that it's not nicker that this omen has walls. Yeah. Ask. I want to make sure it's clear for everyone. I could say good asik by this. L'chora, why? Is saying that the. That the amud, the walls of the amud, of the amud are nikaros enough to say good asik.
Good,
right? I can extend those walls.
Those walls
aren't enough. So why not? Says the Ran in the Ritva, because those aren't nikar keshalar. They're not nikar keindira.
The walls of the amud are not nikar.
Exactly. Good.
Even though they're walls of indira.
So what was the difference in the Ran and the Ritva?
The Ran says that. Nikar kein dira, Ritva says nikar kishalah, but I think in Shia we group them as the same in the same school of thought. That's in the Nafkamina, we're going to put them on the same side, you know.
Right.
Comes the Meiri and says that I need mechitos to be able to say good asik. Yeah. The Ritva is nikar kishalah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you want to add something there? Or?
I have the same thing, Nicker Kishala, is that it looks like it's meant for that.
So the Miri says that the only time I can say good asik is when I have mechitos hanikaros, right? What does that mean? What Rav is saying is that the din of good asik in general is that I need a mechito, and I need a mechita that's there in order to be able to say, good asik, right? I need mechita. And we want to say, the Rambam says similar, right? We want to say that the Rambam says that even though I have schach kosher, I don't have walls to extend. And how did we wanted to play this out with the, I don't think Rabbi asked for it on the sheet, but, right, remember the Rabbi Rambam says it has to have a toch, right? If I have a toch, then I can extend it, right? If I have around my roof, and I have a little bit of a tefach of a mechita, I can extend it up. So we quoted it on Avgamina. Can I say, my question is, let's say I have an Amud on Shabbos, right? I had this exact case, but it's Shabbos, not Sukkah. Now, can I be Machshir this as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos to be Machshir Tiltil on Shabbos? So how does it come out? According to the Ritva and the Ran, right, the problem is what? Is that by Sukkah, I need it to be Nikar Kishalah. Or by Sukkah, I need Nikar Keindira, right? But by Shabbos, that's not a problem. So by Shabbos, I can talk and say, by Shabbos, we can use this din of good asik according to the Ritva and the Ran. Says the Meiri and the Rambam, right? Unless I have toch, I'm not going to be able to say good asik even by the case by Shabbos to be machshir this as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yeah, is that clear?
Or was that
not for me? This exact case, but instead of on Sukkah, on Shabbos. Yeah? Can I be machshir this the top of this amud as Rosh Hashanah Yachid for to be machshir Tiltal and Shabbos?
If the answer is yes, it's machshir, what would that agree with?
The Ran and the Ritva, again, the Ran and the Ritva who say that because by Sukkah I need Ke'en Dira or Nikar Kishalah, right? Then it would be fine because that's only a din by Sukkah, but by Shabbos I could say good asik nonetheless. According to the Meiri and the Rambam, they say no. I can say good asik by Sukkah as long as there's something to extend. The reason that Rava says I can't extend this case is because there's no wall to extend, right? So the same thing by Shabbos. If there's no wall to extend, there's no wall to extend, and I'm not going to say Gadasik. But once I have Toch, like the Rabino of Ramino Har wanted to say, if I have Toch, then I could extend it even to be Machshir as Mechitza L'Tiltel on Shabbos.
Okay. What about the whole case about the ball? The ball and the mouth. You take the tail and you do 100.
So that's the same question.
So if you're
Chayav, yeah.
Shabbos,
right? If there's just a yachid, then you're Chayav.
I don't understand. In that case, how do you see the different opinions play out?
According to the case is that if you throw something onto this Amun now, right? According to the Ritva and the Ran, they say the reason that Rava says it's no good here is Davka by Sukkah, because it's not Nikar Kishalah, or you need a Nikar Keindira, and this is not. But by Shabbos, that's a halacha by Sukkah. By Shabbos, you don't have this halacha, and therefore I'm going to say Gerasik by Shabbos in this case. And therefore what? Because I'm going to say Gerasik, I'm Chayev. Yeah, because now it becomes a Rishus, Bifnei Atzma, becomes a Rishus Yachin, and I'm going to be Chayev on Shabbos. Yeah?
According to the Ran.
Ran and the Ritva.
But Miri and Rama who applied this to say across the board.
Yeah, nonetheless, I'm going to be Pacher unless I have a Toch to extend the wall. I don't have a Mechitza to extend. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
So you're going to be Pacher. Okay. Shoyach. Amit Hashem, Yaakov will take over from here tomorrow.